Back in 2015, the Massachusetts rock band Speedy Ortiz was flying high, at least for an indie band. They were written up in the New York Times, and the lead single from their new album was racking up streams on Spotify.
Heaven, have mercy on the hypnotic jerk. You blame for your...
The song, Raising the Skate, eventually topped 2 million streams. Devin McKnight, who was then the band's lead guitarist, remembers watching the number tick upwards.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy, you know?
But when he started receiving royalty checks from streaming services like Spotify and Apple, McKnight was disappointed.
So I remember like a few times a year, you know, it was like $300 to $400.
Just a few $100 for millions of streams. Of course, the label had taken a cut, and the money was split between band members. But even before that, McKnight says, the streaming royalties just didn't add up to much.
I reran the numbers a bunch of times to be like, I wonder what it would be if I got this much of a cut or this much. It didn't make any difference. It's not livable.
McKnight is one of more than 19,000 music workers who signed a petition demanding that Spotify increase its royalty payments. The company did not respond to a request for comment on the campaign, which is called Justice at Spotify. It was launched by the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers, a new group, and not yet an official union, which formed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and all those canceled gigs. Here's Damon Krukowski, a musician and organizer from Cambridge.
All live music has ground to a halt. So it's just thrown into relief the injustice involved in the streaming platform with regard to how it pays musicians.
The union decided to target Spotify because of its massive reach, more than 300 million monthly users, and offices all over the world, including here in Boston. Their demand? Pay musicians 1 cent per stream. It doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot more than what the company pays now, Krukowski says.
It's about triple what Spotify pays now, on average. It still wouldn't be easy to make a living on a penny per stream, but it's more within reach.
The group is also advocating for a user-centric model, which would send a person subscription payments only to the artists they listen to. Either scenario would be different than the way Spotify does things now. All subscription revenue goes into one big pot, the company takes a portion, and then ladles out the rest based on each artist's share of total streams. Most of the money ends up going to the biggest names, the Drakes and Ariana Grandes of the world.
Tell me what's your motive.
It only makes sense if you look at it from the lens of Spotify. How can we pay the least amount possible, right? I mean, there's no other way to interpret a formula like that.
That's George Howard, a professor of music business management at Berklee College of Music. He says that, like many tech companies, Spotify is focused on growing as big as possible, hoping to reward its investors in the future. In the world of venture capital, that means you can have a multi-billion dollar stock market value and still operate at a loss.
They view artists and artist career and artist work as just a cog, just an input that goes into their systems. And so there's casualties along the way. And I think people that are in the arts are learning that art and kind of venture capital is an uneasy marriage because they just have two different priorities.
Spotify has never reported an annual profit, so it's unlikely to raise payouts to artists and labels. It may even be looking for ways to cut costs. Earlier this month, Spotify debuted a new feature that gives artists a little boost in its playlist algorithm if they agree to a lower royalty rate. The company says the feature is designed to be accessible to everyone, since it doesn't require cash up front, and it may indeed end up sending more listeners to smaller artists. But many musicians felt it was just another scheme to pay them less.
Everything is free now. That's what they say.
The organizers behind Justice at Spotify know they're up against a powerful adversary. Here's Krukowski again.
I would like Spotify to change their business model entirely. Obviously, I doubt they will do that for our sake.
He says Spotify may not meet the union's demands, but he'll consider it a victory if the company comes to the table. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
I can get a tip jar, gas up the car, try to make a little change. Down at the bar, straight job. I'd done it before. Never mind it working hard. It's who I'm working for. Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gotta give it away. Someone hit the big score, they figured it out, that we're gonna do it anyway. Even if it doesn't pay. Figured it out, and I'm gonna do it.